it's Lee Salisbury here. Welcome to a very special week of Soap from the Box, celebrating the return of Neighbours to Amazon Freevee. All week, we have interviews with some of the biggest stars, not only in front of the camera, but behind the camera as well. Remember, there are over 90 episodes of Soap from the Box to listen to right now. So when you've enjoyed this week's spectacular, settle down and listen to some of them. Enjoy today's. As we know, it's back after its 2022 finale, and you can now watch it for free on Amazon Freevee in the UK and the US, and it will be on Prime Video in Canada, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand and South Africa. Today I'm joined, we've had a week, we've had Ian Smith, we've had Jason. Today I've got two pairs of stars in the show, and we'll be pitting them head to head against each other, which they don't know yet. Let's first welcome a legend of Australian soap. I was in love with her in Home and Away when I was younger, and we as a world are in love with her now in Neighbours as Therese. He sets hearts racing every day playing Leo. It is Rebecca Elmalogu and Tim Canu. Hello, guys.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
How are we? And as we know, this is Friday today. It's been on for a week. And can I first say, Therese Todi, what a revelation. What was that like when you found out that was going to happen, Rebecca?
I fell off my chair. Honestly, I was blown away. The producers wanted to fly me down so they could tell me face to face and to get my reaction. They got what they wanted. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. What a great way to come back. When I read it a couple of days before it started, and I was like, wow, that is so unexpected, isn't it?
So crazy. I still sometimes when I'm filming and I'm with Ryan, I still go, this is just
so surreal.
Yeah. So strange.
The fact that you're filming again as well, obviously, because Tim, as we all know, it finished and then it's back, which is incredible, but must be, probably the strangest job ever that will never happen again, that you've signed off emotionally, hugely, and then you're back.
Yeah, it was been an absolute roller coaster. The grieving process was huge for all of us involved, everyone who touched the show. And then we all moved on. Beck moved, sold her house and moved. And then we, within a year, we find out it's coming back. Yeah. So it's been a real emotional roller coaster, but we couldn't be happier to be back and to be
just
here.
Grabbing onto the, pushing the new owners of the house out, going, sorry, it's not yours. It's mine again. A little quick fire quiz. You've got both just give an answer if you know, just to get through this new series. So both of you, Rebecca first, do you remember your first line of dialogue back?
Back?
Yeah, back. Yeah, that back this time. Not at the very beginning.
God, I was going to say, geez, I'm like.
I know. I don't expect that much of you. God.
Okay, wait. Oh, quick. I have to think quick.
I know, quick. Tim, do you remember yours while we give Rebecca time?
I think it got cut actually. I was like,
oh dear.
Of course. Ended up Rebecca.
I think it was something to do with I was with Imogen and I was getting ready for the wedding.
Okay. Well, that'll do. Listeners out there that actors are amazing, but obviously once they've learnt those lines, they don't stay there forever.
I was just about to say, once I shoot a scene and they call complete,
that's gone. That's pushed out the left ear, ready for the new ones in the right ear. Favorite new character? Have you got a favorite new character to come in?
I'm really loving a character called Haz.
Yeah, Haz is amazing. The new owner of Harold's. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, well, you're brilliant. Well, look out for Haz. Best thing about your house set? Have you got a favourite thing in the house you live in as your characters?
My toaster.
Your toaster, perfect.
I'm joking. can I just quickly say I was a little disappointed that I didn't get a revamp. Renovation. I thought it was about time that the Willis house got a little reno, but and it did not.
No.
I love my kitchen bench. You know, who doesn't love their kitchen bench?
And Tim?
I love the penthouse. We did get a little revamp and there's a whole whiskey bar situation.
Oh, wow. Yeah, be careful. I can see she sat very close to you. Don't be careful with this revamp news.
Yeah, how did he get a revamp and I didn't, honestly?
I know. And then I'm going to pit you against, and you'll have to ask them for the results, Alan Fletcher, who is coming next with Mackenzie and Georgie Stone. Yeah. I'm both going to give you this little Mad Neighbours quiz and we'll see who wins. You can join forces, Rebecca and Tim, for this. Ooh. Do you know what Neighbours is an anagram of? If you don't know this, it's going to blow your mind. You don't. Oh, my God, I love this. Okay, that's you've had enough time. Neighbours is an anagram of Erinsborough.
Oh, it is not.
It is. You write that, yeah, it's actually an anagram of Erinsborough. So that's why, that's part of the reason it was, that, so yeah.
That's, no, it's not.
No. Sorry, we're just looking at it now.
Oh, yeah, no, I am as well. And it's, nay, G. It is.
Okay.
It is.
Erinsborough.
Yeah, N-E-I-G-H. 1 minute, we've got 1 minute left. Right, how many to the nearest 1,000 cast and crew have worked on the show? To the nearest 1,000.
How many
cast and crew since the beginning?
Oh.
To the nearest 1,000.
30,000. 30, I was
going to
say 5.
Oh, go with Rebecca. First answer, it was 28,000. You've done very well there, Rebecca. Well done. How many countries has it been watched in around the world since its first broadcast?
68, 69.
Okay, 60. So good answer again. You could be winning this against the boys. To the nearest million, two more questions. To the nearest million, how many people watched Scott and Charlene's wedding in 1988 in the UK?
They said it in the quiz last night. It was 19 million. No.
Oh, you're doing so well. It was 20 million, yeah. You're very close. And the final question. Oh, this is brilliant. You should know this. You should win it then, Liz. Which famous UK film actress and TV actress, UK, is the cousin of Rebecca? If Wikipedia's right.
Judi Dench.
Yes. Amazing. Right, guys, we will find out from the other two whether you beat the other two. But it's been a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you so much. And I really hope
you too, well. Darling.
Thanks for your
See
time.
You. Lots of love. Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Okay, next, let's welcome first the man that ladies have swooning around the world, wanting his bedside manner, Dr. Carl Kennedy himself, Alan Fletcher, and writer and actress who plays Mackenzie, Georgie Stone. Hello, you two.
Hello.
Lovely
to be here. How are we?
We're very fine.
So good. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. And we've just had Rebecca and Tim on, and you will be going head to head with them in a fun neighbours quiz in a minute. We'll see who wins. You will know who wins because you've got the second round. But I mean, we're back. Neighbours is back. The one storyline I have to mention is we've moved on 2 years. Susan is now retired. Obviously, Alan, that could cause a lot of drama, I'm thinking, when retirement happens in a couple.
Well, I mean, the thing that happens with retirement is what are you going to do with yourself? And so I think when people are retired, they take a lot more interest in other people's lives.
Yes.
Let's say that. So, yes.
And we know Susan loves to do that, don't we? So, you know, as well, yeah. Well,
we're at an interesting time because, of course, we've got a new dynamic, two new dynamics in the Kennedy household. Harold is ever present in our lives, and there's he's getting on a little bit these days, and so Carl is very carefully looking after Harold, and of course Holly is in the house as well, which is potentially could cause some problems.
Yeah, brilliant. Ian, of course, was a guest on this podcast on Monday, so listen to that, everyone. Right, this is quick fire with the new series coming back. I'll start with you, Georgie. Can you remember your first line of dialogue back on set?
Wait, back on set? Like
back on set this time, yeah, okay, for the new revamp for Amazon. Yeah, not years ago, yeah. No one's remembered so far, I have to say. Rebecca and Tim both forgot. So
I can remember if it helps. If I
go on, Alan, come on, you fire yours.
My first line on the new Neighbours was, morning.
Brilliant. Yes. And we interviewed the two new girls on Wednesday, and she had the first line as well. Can you remember, Georgie? I'll give you one more chance. Otherwise we're going to just judge you.
I know the scene.
What was the scene?
The scene was at Lassiter's, and it was Sadie and Mackenzie coming to visit Holly
at work.
But the thing that I'm struggling with is I can't remember if I ad-libbed a hello before I started.
Oh, you see, there we go. That's the problem. Well, no, as I said to Rebecca, actors, once you've got that cut on that scene, it's out the left ear because the new lines have got to come in the right ear, haven't they? So
I think it's something to do with, and I need one more person to listen to it or something like that.
There we go. Yeah, well, we'll all double check. Okay, both of you, favourite new character. I know it's hard. There's quite a brilliant few new characters. Have you got a favorite one so far?
Yeah, mine's Has. I love Has. Yeah,
both of you. Okay, he's very popular with all of you. He was the most popular with the others. Favorite returning character. Actually, I'm going to change this question to, is that if you had another character you would play, who would it be?
I'd play Paul Robinson in a heartbeat.
Nice. I would either play Susan or Holly.
There we go. Brilliant. Best thing about your house set, the thing you love most about the set in your house.
Well, the thing I love the most about it is that it actually supposedly has about 14 bedrooms.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
For me, it's the backyard. It's the pool.
Yeah, you get the pool. Yeah.
I don't like going in the pool. So far, they haven't got me in, which is great.
No, because I've been learning this week, Melbourne is quite cold a lot of the time. So it's not. Yeah, you don't really want to be in the pool. Okay, we are going to get to the quiz. This is where you are both, as a team, head to head with Rebecca and Tim. And now, this first one, they didn't know. I thought everyone in Neighbours knew this. Do you know what Neighbours is an anagram of?
Erinsborough.
Yeah.
Yes. You're ahead already. Okay. How many to the nearest thousand cast and crew have worked on the show since it began?
I'm going to say cast and crew to the nearest thousand. I would say 2,000.
I'm going to go with 2,000.
Okay. I mean, they've definitely won that one. It's 28,000. Yes. So it's 1-1. This is getting very exciting. How many countries has it been watched around the world since it first got broadcast in 1985? They were very close, so the pressure's on.
I was told 65.
Yeah, 65 is what I heard.
You're very close, 60. And basically it's level peggy at the moment. So this last one is going to clinch it, basically. To the nearest million, how many people watched Scott and Charlene's wedding in 1988?
19 million people.
Yes. It's level pegging. So unless you get this wrong, they have won. So which famous UK actress is the cousin of Rebecca Almalogu?
Judi Dench.
Yes. Oh, my God. So you can tell the other two, you can tell them both that it is level pegging. But we haven't got a winner. That's really disappointing, actually. I wanted a bit of, I wanted to cause more friction. How is it being back on set? Obviously, you must have, I said this to the others, there must have been a grieving process that then got interrupted by a sudden new what the hell is happening process. Both of you, Georgie, what was it like?
It's absolutely that. There was definitely a grieving process, and it took a few months to grieve and really process the show ending. And then once that happened, then it was announced that it was coming back. And so suddenly it's almost like going to the funeral of a family member and saying goodbye. And then they just kind of pop out of the cask and go, psych, we're back.
Yeah, I mean, that would be as cool, wouldn't it? That would be, I mean, mad if that happened. And Alan, for you, I mean, it must have been hard saying goodbye to Dr. Carl.
Well, the thing is, I didn't say goodbye to Dr. Carl because as soon as Neighbours finished, I was off on the road with my
doctor. Doing your tour. Yeah.
The reality is I've been on the show for 28 years, and in our business, you're a rooster one day and a feather duster the next. I had 28 one-year contracts. I could have been terminated by the show at any stage in those 28 years. So you accept always you have to have as an actor in your mind the possibility that it's
going to end.
But the thing that was the real shock for Neighbours ending was twofold. First of all, 200 people thrown out of a job at once. That's everybody.
Yeah.
So that was very tough to see that happen. But also there I got to see the outpouring of grief from the fans firsthand, face to face.
Yeah.
And that was when it really started to strike home to me. I thought, hang on, we've got to come back and do the Neighbours Farewell Tour next year.
Which turned into the Celebration Tour. Yeah.
If it had been the Farewell Tour, I think it would have been the gloomiest experience
ever. Yes. Well, listen, you two, it's amazing to speak to you. We're so glad Neighbours is back. And now you get your second wife still, Alan, as well, because that must have been almost a divorce. And could you say, Alan, for me, I've got so many fans writing in. Maureen is one of the biggest Neighbours fans. Would you say a big hello to Maureen?
Maureen, hi. Thank you for the Neighbours love. Please make sure you're watching all the new chapter. It's amazing. And hopefully our paths get to cross one day.
Lovely. Well, thanks, guys. And speak to you soon. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Soap from the Box, celebrating the return of Neighbours to Amazon Freevee. If you've not joined yet, sign up and watch some massive things to come from the show. Remember, there's over 90 episodes of Soap from the Box to download and listen to right now.